Alex, namaskar.
Namaste, Anita.
Alex, I understand that you can't speak in Hindi, so
no,
we will be talking in English.
Yeah, that'd be better for me. Thank you.
Yeah, my first question would obviously be that what made you to come in politics?
Ah, that's a very long story for me. When I was a little girl, I was 8 years old, Gough Whitlam was elected, who was a Labor Prime Minister. Yes. And as part of his reforms, he ended the final parts of the White Australia policy. Yes. And so shortly after the election of that government, my father went off in his best turban to the Camberwell Civic Centre to obtain his Australian citizenship. And I said to my mum, oh, what's Dad dressed up for and why has he come home from work so early? And she said, oh, it's because Gough Whitlam's ended the White Australia policy. And at the time I thought, wow, this is really important, and I related it directly back to the election a few months before, which I'd been quite interested in. And I thought, wow, this is, politics seems to be quite important, I'd better get involved in it. So ever since that age I've been really sort of fascinated, almost obsessed by Australian politics and international politics,
So why Greens?
Well, I guess from my experience as a young girl, seeing the end to the White Australia policy and seeing the impacts on my own family, I was always interested in, I guess, migration, the rights of migrants and in sort of human rights more generally. And I'm also very concerned about the environment and also about making sure that everyone has really good education and housing options and also can live healthy lives. So for me, that is obvious that there is one party that stands up for all of those things, and that's the Greens. And I joined the Greens in 2001 after the Tampa affair, where the over 450 asylum seekers were left for days on the deck, an open deck of a container ship, where they'd been rescued. The Howard government even threatened to arrest their the shipping captain from Norway who'd rescued them. So I felt that was a really awful, probably a nadir in terms of sort of Australia's international reputation, and I felt that I needed to really do something to take some action, and so that's when I joined the Greens.
So if you focus on your area, so what are the issues and what are those changes you would like to bring in your area?
Yeah, oh, thanks, Anita. So my area is the federal electorate of Batman, which is in Melbourne's inner north to sort of outer northern suburbs. So so I think key issues for us in the area are the lack of a 24-hour bulk billing health service. So we've got a population here of about 137,000 people, and we really need a health service that's open all hours. We also have excellent government schools in the area and very few private schools, and I think that we need to address the crowding in some of the southern high schools, which is Northcote High and Thornbury High, which have very strong academic reputations as very good schools, and they're overcrowded. We need to introduce immediate fair funding to those schools and all the schools in Batman, so that we can afford to build new buildings to provide the services and the support for every student. So that's another big issue for me. We do have, it's quite a poor electorate as well. It's one of the poorer of the city electorates in Victoria and Australia. And so I would like to see an immediate increase of $50 a week in Newstart and youth allowance. And I'd also like to see the restoration of payments to single-parent families. And we also, we've got La Trobe University here as our local university, which is an excellent institution. We'd like to restore the cuts in funding to universities, which are affecting La Trobe University as other universities. And we've got NMIT, which is a very high profile and excellent TAFE institute, and we want to end the privatisation of the TAFE sector.
So you do have a lot of issues to work on it and to bring change. But if I ask you what you are passionate about?
If there was one thing that I had to, if I had just a choice of only one thing, I've got a lot of things, including climate change, protecting our environment, public health, public education, making sure people have adequate housing. But if there was one thing that I had to name as my key issue, it would probably be rights of migrants and refugees is the thing that really still is my great passion in life, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And on that note, what could be your favourite saying?
My favourite saying?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's a great question. I would probably say that it is a society should be measured by the way it treats its poorest. That would be my favourite saying.
Yeah.
And I can't remember who wrote it, famous philosopher. I'm sorry, that's not very good, is it? But that would be my favourite saying.
We did talk about election issues and what made you to come in politics. Just on the other side of your personality, what could be your favourite book?
Oh, wow, that's another great question. I've got a number of favourite books. Probably Lord of the Rings by J.R. Tolkien is probably my all-time favourite book. I've been highly influenced by the writings of V.S. Naipaul. I love his writing. And so I couldn't name a particular book that he's written out of all the many, but definitely his works on India are a sort of like really favourite books of mine. And Vikram Seth, I think, is another really extraordinary writer who I think as well I just love the spirit of his books. Yeah.
Thanks, Alex, for your time.
And pleasure, Anita. Thank you.
Yeah, and all the best.
Thank you very much, and thanks for your time today. Thank you.